Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hollywood Live Extra with Tanya Hart.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hollywood Live. My guest today is a legend in her own time. I'm talking about the one and only Marla Gibbs. Her career spans more than five decades. She's an American actress, a singer, a comedian, a writer, a television producer, and looking forever young. She just had a birthday. Happy birthday to you. And welcome, Marla Gibbs. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine.
You know, you just had a wonderful birthday party. Somebody told me it was your 90th. I don't believe it. But did they surprise you?
No, they lied to you. It's my 30th. It was my third 30th, but it was my 30th.
Okay. See, we're on the same program. I was going to ask you, how do you keep forever young? That's it. Just be 30 years old and every birthday have the same birthday. With you on that. There you go. Well, clearly you are not thinking about slowing down. You just joined the cast for the Disney series Big Shot. You're playing a guest role. Tell me a little bit about that.
No, I didn't. That's been done.
Oh, it has been done. Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing Days of Our Lives now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. We can't keep up with you. My goodness. You know, what? Some of the lessons that you've learned in your lifetime, what do you think has been some of the greatest lessons you've learned in your lifetime, also in the career?
To stay close to God.
Okay.
To understand that He's with, that God, that there, because God is female and male, He's not just male. But God is within us, and you turn within, and you trust, and you have faith, and you wait.
Yeah.
You don't know how long you're waiting, but it's never that long. But anyway, yeah. you put out there what you want, and you do the work. For instance, yeah. People are always asking me about acting. Well, if you want to act, first of all, you learn what acting is. You learn the business. You go to class. And you hopefully join a workshop and do a play so people can see what you do. Because most of them, we want to go knock on Hollywood's door. They open the door, they see you, but they don't know what you can do. But if you're doing a play, at least you can tape it and send it. Or you can take it, or they can come see it. Well, you've done enough plays, so you know what I'm talking about.
Right, exactly. Well, part of that, too, though, is because of you. Because, see, people don't know, but you were probably the first female, and maybe of any color, to own your own theater here in Leimert Park just a few years ago, where you really opened that up for people like myself and other folks to come in and perform. We don't have enough of that. What were your thoughts when you first opened it up?
Well, I was hoping to spearhead that so people would do that. Nick, I'm trying to think of his last name already. Nick did the first one over on Washington Boulevard.
Right.
And he lost it, and he was so unhappy. But he put all his money in there. And he had all the equipment up there, but he didn't take the next step. To go on. I don't know whether he worried, because, you know, we worry about money, but money is, God has all the money, so you don't have to worry. It is what you say it is. It is what you believe. So if you believe you broke, you broke. If you believe you have money, then you have money. It will come.
Mm-hmm.
But not if you say, I don't have any. I'm broke. It can't come. I can't go over there. He said he broke.
Right? Well, that's some of the best advice ever, because that is so true. It's really what you give out and what you put out is what you always get back.
That's right.
And I'm so sure you know that better than most of us. I mean, you know, you have won 7 NAACP Image Awards. You were one of the first African-American women to take home all of those Emmys, you know, for the shows that you did.
Very
well.
No, I didn't take home no Emmy, honey.
You didn't?
I was a bridesmaid. I was never a bride.
Okay.
I was up 5 times.
Oh, okay. Well, you got those 5 nominations.
8, 9 times and never got it, so...
I know.
I said the work is its own reward. So that's what I put in the universe, so that's what I got back. I didn't get an Emmy. I got the work.
And you still getting the work. I mean, that's the main thing.
Yes.
Well, hey, look at it this way.
God, you know, we are spiritual people as well as physical people. And
right.
As such, we have no date, we have no time, we have no age. The only time there is right now.
Yeah.
So once you learn that, you don't... I never tell God I need anything, because God said I gave you everything you need when you came. It's up to us to bring it forth.
Right.
So
well, you have...
I'm not trying to beat the planet... image of 30. I'm trying to be the spiritual image of 30, which means I can work as long as I want to. But I do have to follow the parameters of what you're supposed to do with your body.
Uh-huh.
And I have to pay if I make mistakes. You understand? So I understand that. So anyway,
right?
I choose to vibrate on the number 30.
I'm with you.
How old are you? I say, I am 30. Born in 31.
Okay.
I always give them the correct birthday. I say, you do the math and don't tell me.
Right.
So that goes for the doctor, the nurse, or anybody. Anything you put behind I am is very powerful. Because
yes,
I am is God.
Mm-hmm.
So I am 30. I'm not going to say I am 90. I don't know what 90 is. And I wouldn't know until the end of 90 anyway.
Right.
People say, okay, I am such and such an age. Well, no, you're not. You just got into it, so you have no idea what it is or what it's going to bring you or what it's going to take.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just so in love with you for just the way you think, and you've always been this way. I mean, you were really always ahead of your time. People first knew you from the television shows. But before that, you were actually doing film and, like you said, theater. And so thinking about those days, and especially when you did the shows like, you know, that we've known you for, like the Jeffersons and all of that.
My first movie, I should say, was Sweet Jesus Preacher Man with Roger Mosley.
Right.
My girlfriend and I were at the DMV and over by Cahuenga.
Mm-hmm. And it's still there.
That
yep.
DMV. And we heard that they were casting across the street for a movie. So being nosy, we went over there to see. And we told them about our workshop. We were at the Mafundi workshop in Watts. And we told them about our workshop. And they came down. They ended up putting me in the movie, putting Roger Mosley in there as Sweet Jesus, the star, putting me in there as his girlfriend, and I was a teacher, and putting my girlfriend in there. And they put 3 or 4 of the other members of the workshop in there. So they were impressed with our workshop. You know, people ask me where I studied. I studied in Watts, at Pasla, and at Mafundi. And it got some of the best training in the world.
Wow. Wow. You know, going back again to those days, first of all, do you ever see Norman Lear? I mean, you know, you guys are just some of the most prolific people. You and Norman Lear. He's still out there doing series. Do you guys ever get together?
For a while, we were traveling together. We went to Atlanta to, what is the school?
Morehouse, is it?
Morehouse.
Yeah.
Morehouse. And they wanted to pay tribute to Norman Lear, and they invited me, so we both traveled there. And they had a cocktail with my name from the Florence. I drank one, and it was really good. And then Kim Fields was there, and somebody else from Bill Cosby's show was there.
Okay.
I hadn't seen them in a long time, and it was good to see them. So we had a good time.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Well, you guys made such an indelible mark on American society with those shows.
Well, and, Norman you know, did.
Yeah, no, he did. But, I mean, Norman could not have done it without you and Sherman and, I mean, everybody, you know?
Oh, that's true.
He just... All
the
of you.
People who never get any attention, like the lighting people and the sound people.
Right.
And the stage managers. And it takes everybody to make a show.
Yeah, it takes a lot of people. It really does. And that's what I'm... And those shows are still airing all over the world, someplace today.
Know.
You know, you can pull
I'm
it up right now somewhere. Right? And I hope some residuals with it, you know? So there
you
go.
Well, they come very few and long, but I'm very grateful. I have an attitude of gratitude when they come.
Yes,
thank
I know
you.
That's right. I know that's
like
right.
Pennies make dollars.
Okay. I love it. So, Marla, what, you know, I know that you've got other stuff to do here today. We are just so pleased that you have joined us. Like my producer said, this is like such an honor to have you here and just to, I miss seeing you. You know, now that the pandemic is over, maybe I'll hook up with you at the club one night or something,
yeah.
You know, because
well,
I know you
know,
get out there.
You guys always hosted us for Donald Welch's shows.
We have done that. That's kind of what we do and love doing it. And we'll continue, you know, to go on doing that with all the stuff going on in the world today. And, you know, you've lived those 30 years and you've lived them well. What advice would you give to people about us just coming together at this difficult time and trying to save our democracy?
I was so happy to see the Black Lives Matter movement that the whites, the Asians, the Hispanics, the blacks, and I'm sure some Native Americans all came together for George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was phenomenal. So we can come together.
Yep, you're right. You are so right. And still doing it. I mean, the thing is like it's been over a year and it's still going on, which is a good thing.
Right.
Yeah, definitely a good thing. Now, I got to ask you just a couple more questions. If there was, you know, you've played so many different types of roles, but is there one thing that you have yet to play on the big screen or small that you're just saying, okay, y'all, here I come with this. What would that role be?
I don't know. That's up to the writers.
Mm-hmm.
I never really gave the writers the credit I should have for 227 because I was busy fighting with them. But... But actually, a good writer is a marvel.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate. And then I'm very happy that I didn't get an Emmy, but the people I chose got an Emmy. I picked Regina for 227. She got an Emmy. I picked Jack Kay. She got an Emmy. Regina got three Emmys.
Right. I was going to say Regina's done well.
And everything. That child is on chart. And an Oscar.
Yeah, and an Oscar. Yep. And now she's directing. It's like crazy. It's just, I love her.
Yes, she is. And one night in Miami, when they had the Oscars, she was up for it. They started out the program with her walking. Did you see that?
Of course I did.
She picked up the Oscar and started walking. I told her, I said, you should have got an Oscar for the walk.
Okay,
the walk
I said the same thing. Marla, I said the same thing. I was like, oh, girl, you work this, okay?
She is like my daughter. She is my daughter.
So now I know your daughter is also in the business. She's an actress. And, you know, your children
and
have kind of come up
before
along.
Before I did.
Yeah, that's true. I just realized that. I didn't realize.
She was in Cleopatra Jones. That was her first movie. And then she did The Red Fox Show. That was her first television show. And then she starred in her own thing as young nurses or something. But then they always tried to get the black girls to take their clothes off, and she wouldn't do it. So they surrounded her with naked people. She wouldn't take her clothes off, so everybody else in the boat had to take their clothes off.
I love it.
So she decided that acting was not relevant. She was getting ready for the revolution, and she left and went to college. And then came back, and now she's in the business.
I love it.
And Alejandro called her personally on her phone to ask her to come work on Birdman. And then he called and asked her to come work on The Revenant. So he had her coaching all the Native Americans that he picked that had no acting ability. Three of that she picked were all in the film. The son and Arthur, the one that they ended up hanging, and the old man.
Wow.
So now her business as a coach has just taken off. She coached Jesse from Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy,
Monáe for her film, and now Janelle doesn't want to work without her.
Oh my gosh.
She coached Thelma Hopkins. So she is so busy coaching, but she's also an actress. So she did This Is Us. They brought her in to play the main guy's mother, who he thought was dead and he never met.
Yes. Oh, that's your daughter. I saw that episode.
Yeah, that's my daughter.
Okay.
And she, of course, she co-starred on Black Jesus as Miss Tootie.
Uh-huh.
And I really loved her. She got to do so much. Her and John Witherspoon and Charlie Murphy, they were all together.
Yeah, and good Lord, they have all gone on and left us behind, but that's okay. We'll see them sometime.
That's right.
You know? Thank you. Love you much, darling. For everybody out there, tune into all of these, as you can tell. You don't want to miss any of them. You can find us in all your podcast directories, SoundCloud, Stitcher, all of the directories. Download them all because you don't want to miss any of them. If you like what you hear, give us a 5-star. This is Tanya Hart. You're listening to Hollywood Live Extra.
Hollywood Live Extra, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.